This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Wednesday, December 6th. God's word for you today is stretching. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 143, verse 6 to 7, and it says, I lift my hands to you in prayer. I thirst for you as parched land thirsts for rain. Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I will die. So before we go further, we need to remind ourselves that to lift is to raise, elevate, and move from a lower level to a higher level. We pray in the name of Jesus that God will raise, elevate, and move you from a lower level to a higher level. God will lift you mentally. He will lift you emotionally. He will lift you financially. He will lift you spiritually. And He will lift you educationally in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone that is in a situation where help is needed will be lifted. God delights in lifting people. And for this to happen, He needs to subdue the Midianites. So far, we have looked at 5 of the 9 things we need to hold on this season for lifting to be secured. Remember that not all addition leads to increase and not all subtraction leads to decrease. God will guide you continually in the name of Jesus, that you will add what needs to be added and you will subtract what needs to be subtracted. Secondly, God wants to promote you in front of the opposition. God will sometimes leave the opposition and promote you right in front of them. Thirdly, you cannot be mighty and petty at the same time. Great people are not petty people. A lot of people have mortgaged their greatness with pettiness, but that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. We need to pay attention to people, humility, and wisdom. And the fifth thing is to note that there are necessary bows for your lifting. You have heard it said that he who bows to God can stand before any situation, and that is usually the missing link for a lot of people. The reason people are crumbling under the weight of oppression or crumbling under the weight of attack or crumbling when they are going through challenges is that they have not bowed to the greatest. When you bow to God, he will lift up your head. Do I get an amen? As God lifts you, the sixth thing you need to note is lifting has to do with stretching. Your lifting will require you to stretch. God expects you to stretch so that he can lift you. We often think that God will come to where we are seated and lift us. But most times, God wants us to stretch. How do you know it's God that has lifted you if you have not even reached your own limits? God wants you to stretch and reach your limit. When you have gone as far as you can possibly go, then he picks you up. Then you can confidently say that this is God's doing. Stretching sends an invitation to the greater about your willingness to be lifted. Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hands out to you. Come quickly and lift me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.